Good morning and welcome in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, on this extremely hot and humid Sunday. I hope everybody stays home and stays cool and drinks lots and lots of water today. Deacon Bill and Cantor Dave, our computer guru Karen Whidden, our soloist Denise Cole, we all welcome you to worship this morning via live streaming with Zoom. So, kind of gotten in a little bit of a groove the last few months, as we gather for worship, talking about things that we're thankful for and wondering what you are thankful for today and every day. And as always, I am so extremely grateful for the hard, patient work of our call committee here at St. Matthew and the fact that next Sunday we're hopefully and prayerfully will be calling the Reverend Eric Trazo as our next called and settled pastor. So there's a special congregation meeting via Zoom next Sunday, July 26th, service at 9:30 and the congregation meeting at 10:15. Most of you I know have received a letter with lots of detail already. If not, it should arrive tomorrow morning. And today, we are going to practice our congregation meeting. We've never had to practice a congregation meeting before in my entire life. So please stay online. There's going to be a practice as we work through the call process, giving everybody a chance to test your Zooming skills or to help improve them. We're going to review how questions can be asked of our candidate on Saturday, July 25th and Sunday, July 26th. How votes will be submitted, lots and lots of important details. So just a couple of other things today. Because of the fact that we need...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, people can't hear you. Is that on for sure?
Mm-hmm, I'm on. They can't hear me? Okay, thank you. Sorry, everybody. Pause for sound check. Okay, so now can people hear me? If so, I guess I'm gonna ask that you raise your hand so Karen can see you raising your hand. If you can hear me, are they hearing me? You know, Karen, I don't see a green light on that camera.
Try again now.
Okay, I'm trying again. 1, 2, 3, can you hear me? Is my voice coming through to all of you at this point?
Okay, good.
Okay, we're okay? Okay, so do I have to start over again, right? Welcome. I'm starting over again. Sorry, everybody, but welcome to worship on Sunday morning. So glad that you've joined us today. Briefly, next Sunday, see if I can do this a little briefer. Next Sunday is our call Sunday. We are so excited about this. Following worship today, we're going to stay online and practice our Zooming skills, practice how we're going to vote. Hopefully, most of you have received your letter already regarding Pastor Trazo. If not, it'll arrive tomorrow. So, very, very important that we practice today. So in order to do that, there's not going to be a children's message. Toby and I will be back on August 2nd, and I'm keeping my sermon very short so that we have a lot of time to practice. So, three other things. The readings for the month are on the front page of your messenger. So to get ready for worship on Sunday morning, just check the front page of your messenger and you will see all our readings listed. Today we are not using the psalm. A question was raised on the survey whether or not Pastor has been tested for COVID. And the answer is yes, and I came back negative. And so one other announcement, Deacon Bill's mother, Mildred Evans, died this past Wednesday. Rest eternal grant her, O Lord, and may peace and comfort surround her family. And now, Get your phones ready so we can send out the peace of Christ to someone. When we share the peace, let us prepare our hearts to worship God. And my prayer, as always, for our time together via Zoom, is that this will be a time of peace and hope and grace for each one of you. We begin worship with a brief order for confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors or families or friends as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us. Free us from the urge to speak with haste, offending those we fail to fully understand. Let our words always honor your wondrous love, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to each one of you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion. By your Spirit, nurture us who live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 through 8. There are no other gods besides God. The word of the Lord does not fail to come to pass. We can trust in God, through whom Israel and we are redeemed. The prophet writes, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one." The word of the Lord.
Sterben und so.
And no, there's nothing wrong with your sound. That was a lovely German hymn. Thank you, Denise. And the second reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 25. For Paul, true spirituality means that we experience the reality of the Spirit, which enables us to pray as God's children, keeps us in solidarity with creation, and gives us unseen hope that God will liberate us and creation from bondage to death and decay. St. Paul writes, "So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak, O Lord, your servant is listening. You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus tells a parable about the coexistence of good and evil in this world. God's judgment will remove all evildoers and causes of sin, but not until the end of human history. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? And he answered, An enemy has done this. The slave said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? He replied, No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Now, let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. And then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. And Jesus answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. And the Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So we did not use the psalm today, and I have not preached on a psalm in a long, long time, but I am going to quote and read just a couple verses from the psalm from this morning that just speak to what I am feeling right now as our process for a call is moving ahead. I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love toward us. You have delivered us from the pit of hopelessness, from death. Life seems to be going so well at times, doesn't it? And then someone sticks a pin into a balloon and bang, it pops. And all the air seeps out and the balloon goes flat. Our world here at St. Matthew, as we knew it, changes. Our world around us changes. And that's what happened here at St. Matthew when Pastor Ingrid announced that she was leaving and had accepted a new call at Zion Long Valley. There was anger and deep hurt and sadness. She is my friend. And the reason I joined St. Matthew when I passed two other Lutheran churches to come here every Sunday. Why would she leave us? Understanding in our heads is just not the same as our heart's understanding. I, many, many times in life, have trouble connecting my head and my heart. This balloon popping event started us as a congregation on a journey. A journey of healing, of trusting in our God, and hope. Hope is such an elusive, fragile thing at times. As St. Paul wrote in the lessons to the Romans today, for in hope we are saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Ooh, patience. It's not our middle name, usually, is it? The process to get where we are now, ready to call our new pastor to lead us into God's future, has been rocky and thorny at times, but not without so many, many moments of joy and prayer and grace. So much grace and so much laughter, lots of that, believe it or not, and lots of learning. So much holding one another up in difficult times, being little Christs to one another, extending hope and love and grace to one another. Who would have thought in a million years we would be worshiping via Zoom, as we call our new pastor? Who would have thunk? My words back in March and April were these: when this is over. And I, being somebody who likes to have control over everything, would try to make plans for when this is over. I think the Holy Spirit has had it with me, trying to control things. Who would have thought that our call committee would interview a candidate purely by Zoom? Thank God for technology, is all I can say right now. An interim process involves so many steps and so much prayer and commitment and patience. on the part of the leadership of a congregation and all of our members. I am so grateful that having an intentional interim process between pastors is an important part of the Lutheran Church. We need a time to grieve our beloved Pastor Ingrid's leaving and God's new calling on her life to a new congregation. We all needed this time, and I am included in that pronoun, we. We needed time before calling our new called and settled pastor. This open space, this time between pastors, an image I've used in a sermon a couple of weeks back, I can't even remember at this point, and I've used it more than once, is that of being on a trapeze bar and getting ready to let go to catch the next trapeze bar, but not yet seeing it. But letting go in trust and hope that the next one is there for us to catch is so vital to the future God has in store for us. We want our new pastor to be able to come among us and lead us and guide us and push us where needed in order to move forward and not stay stuck and keep saying, well, this is how Pastor Ingrid did it. We needed this time to mourn and cry and rejoice in her ministry and give thanks for it. And now, next Sunday, almost a year and a half later, prayerfully, we will call our next pastor, the Reverend Dr. Eric Trozel. What wonderful and new creative ideas will Pastor Eric have? How will he lead us to help grow the church younger, which is one of the goals of our ministry site profile? How will he help lead us in the very difficult discussions around the difficult issues of our day? How will things change? And they will, just because every pastor is different. We all have different styles of leading worship, of preaching, of teaching, of being among you. And without doubt, the greatest challenge I see for Pastor Eric is getting to know us in a time of no personal contact, only Zooming. Every pastor has different skill sets and passions. And yes, we all have our areas of weakness. But thank goodness for grace and grace and more grace and colleagues and a staff and a congregation committed to sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in spite of our weaknesses as pastors. So enough said about the interim time, because next Sunday, again after much prayer, we will hopefully vote to call our new pastor, Pastor Eric. As Christians, you and I are never without hope. Even when we cannot even begin to imagine what that next trapeze bar is going to look like, what it's going to feel like, when it's going to arrive, we are never without hope. For our hope is built on Jesus Christ. And I wish today that we could sing on Christ the Solid Rock, but we can't. But our hope, my dear friends, is built on Jesus Christ, on God's steadfast love and care and commitment to each one of us. On Christ, our solid rock, we do all stand, even when we can't see or envision what that next trapeze is going to look like or be like. Amen. As we begin our prayers today, I want to lift up and remember in a very special way John Lewis. Such a courageous man who lived his faith out all of his life, fighting for the rights of all. So confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for those convalescing, homebound, and all affected by isolation, for our first responders, our military members and their families, doctors, nurses, medical technicians, all essential workers, and those working tirelessly serving their neighbors and keeping us safe. We pray for our Stephen Ministry caregivers and receivers, for Oliver, and for those we name silently in our hearts or aloud on our lips. We pray for Pastor Eric Trazo as he begins a new journey. Grant him peace and strength. Bring healing and relief to all and give us hope in the promise of new and eternal life where pain and suffering will be no more.
Our response today is, hear our prayer. God of the harvest, you sow the good seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ into your field. Help your church throughout the world to be both diligent and patient, full of resolve and gentleness, that our witness may be faithful to your intentions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all space and time, your whole creation groans in labor pains, awaiting the gift of new birth. Renew the earth, sky and sea, so that all your creation experiences freedom from the bondage of decay. Guide our congregation and pastoral candidate as we move towards renewal here at St. Matthew. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the nations, teach us your ways that we may walk in your truth. Mend the fabric of human family now torn apart by our fearful and warring ways. Guide us by your mercy, grace, and steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of hope, you accompany those who suffer and are near to the brokenhearted. Open our hearts to your children who are lonely and abandoned, who feel trapped by despair, and all who suffer in any way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the seasons, in the midst of summer, give us refreshment, renewal, and new opportunities. We pray for the safety of those who travel. We pray for those who cannot take the rest they need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of life, those who have died in you shine like the sun in your endless kingdom. We remember with thanksgiving the saints of all times and places and saints close to us, especially Congressman John Lewis. Gather us with them on the day of salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. In the sure and certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now it's time to get our cell phones ready. Thank goodness for technology. And share the passing of the peace with someone you love, or a neighbor, or a friend. So the peace of Christ be with you always. And also with you. Peace, John. Peace, Bill. Peace, Dave. Peace. Peace, Karen. And now let us pray together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in him, and abound in thanksgiving. And the blessing of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Now stay online after worship.
Be at peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Stay tuned for Zoom Interactive Practice.